أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. This ayat which we've been discussing for the past few days, in which Allah Ta'ala explains, as Allah Ta'ala has done many favors on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for the Muslims, for this ummah. One was that Allah sent the greatest Rasul to them. Another, or the Rasul will make tilawat of the Quran, of the ayats of the Quran, and the great beautiful benefits of Quran Sharif. Thirdly, وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ, and that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will purify you. With all the details we had explained, some details of it, that how tazkiyah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes. Further, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ, or سِكْرَاتَ هِتُمْكُ kitab, or uske asrar. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will teach you the kitab. That is the details of the kitab. One is tilawati kitab, to recite the Quran Sharif. And then all the details of the kitab, in which there are great asrar, secrets, and great ajaib, fascinating things which the Quran Sharif contains. Well, hikmah, and he will teach you the secret. Hikmah was also referred to as the hadith, that is the lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And in this, that is included, that in the Quran Sharif are the broad principles of deen. The details of deen are not in the Quran Sharif. That we will find in the hadith Sharif. And the Quran the hadith is indispensable. We cannot do without the hadith. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوهُ. Whoever might say, any clown or any person, that we are not going to accept the hadith, we are only going to practice on the Quran Sharif. But the Quran Sharif itself commands us that whatever Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave you, to hold on to it very firmly. And whatever he has forbidden you from, stay away from it completely. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطْعِي الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever will obey our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has in fact obeyed Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given this very great honor and accolades to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that whoever will follow him, in fact he is following Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has raised the position of sunnat so high, no matter who says that we can do without the sunnat and without hadith, it is gross stupidity and idiocy from their side, because you can never practice on the Quran Sharif without the hadith. For example, we all made 2 rakats of Fajr Farz Namaz now. Nowhere in the Quran Sharif it comes that Quran, that Fajr has got 2 rakats of Farz Namaz and 2 rakats of sunnati muakkada. That we will only find from the hadith. Never will we find any numbers of the 4 rakats of zuhr, 3 rakats of maghrib, 4 rakats of isha, asr. Nowhere in the Quran Sharif it comes. So we have to follow the hadith. Nowhere in the Quran Sharif does it come that you have to give 2.5% zakat. That we will only find in the hadith. So we can never ever do without the hadith. In fact, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, the Quran is more in need of the hadith than what the hadith is in need of the Quran. Meaning thereby that if a person does not read Quran Sharif, he doesn't study it, he doesn't take his instructions from the Quran, he takes it from the hadith, he will practice on the whole of deen. But if a person follows the Quran and he cuts out the hadith, he will never be able to practice on deen. Because the Quran Sharif has just laid down the broad principles. The details are only in the Hadith Sharif, and then we are further very greatly blessed by Allah Ta'ala, by the Fuqaha, by the four great Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik, Rahimuhumullah, that they from Quran and Hadith has given us a perfect code. So we don't have to go in the details of the Quran and Hadith, which was very vast and too an enormous task for us. They simplified it to us, the Fuqaha, and gave us the ready deen in a plate. Like the biryani, which is cooked and ready now to eat. We just have to sit and eat that biryani. So the whole of deen they have prepared and given it to us. So these are the great favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us. And Allah says, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعَلَمُونَ اور سکھاتا ہے تم کو جو تم نہ جانتے تھے. And He teaches you that which you did not know, what your mind you could never perceive and understand. You might have deduced with your mind that there is Allah, but the details of Allah, we would never have known it on our own. The Quran Sharif teaches us, and in detail, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and yeah, the great Imams of Tasawwuf, they have taught us the details and the ma'rifat recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, on our own, we should never ever have reached there. So these are all the favors of Allah, which only a complete blind, stupid person will deny. It is like the sun is out 12 o'clock without a cloud in the sky, and the sun is shining bright on a summer's day, and somebody denies that the sun is not there. That is his stupidity, and he can deny it as much as he wants to. It makes no difference to the existence of the sun and its brightness. Like that, our deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif, clear brightness is there. Whoever wants to deny it, let them deny it at their own peril and at their own destruction. But it makes no difference to the reality that the sun is out, the sun of Hidayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif, the book of guidance is clear for any and everyone who wants to follow it. So these are the great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. We should appreciate them, and the real appreciation is to make amal upon it. That we believe in it heart and soul, complete conviction, and then we make proper amal on the true teachings of the Quran and Hadith. In there lies our salvation, in there lies our good fortune, our afiyat, salamati, enjoyment of life in this world, more time, qabr time, on the day of Qiyamah, and then forever and ever in Jannah. May Allah let us understand these real realities, these great favors of Allah Ta'ala, and appreciate them by practicing upon them. Wa akhiru da'wana.